Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. It is wonderful to be here with you today, here in this springtime. Perhaps you are experiencing lots of beautiful springtime. Where I live right now in Canada, we have snow, believe it or not. And it's interesting because today we'll be talking about our connection with nature and whether it is snowy out or the springtime and the flowers are blossoming and blooming. So if you're tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. You can find it on Amazon. It's a number one international bestseller there. And I'm so excited because it is my heart's calling to now bring the Messages in Love's Curriculum, the messages from the High Council to the world. Now, the High Council is a group of spiritual beings for whom I scribe the book, Love's Curriculum. And it includes Jesus and the archangels and other light teachers who have gathered to guide us in our awakening. And I wasn't always aware of this ability or to be a bridge to the High Council to work with the spiritual realm. In fact, I began my professional career as a lawyer back in 1996, a long time ago now. And that was a path that I had chosen based on external advice isn't the right word, external clues, listening outside myself for who I was, as opposed to listening from within. And luckily on my very first day of my full-time law job, I had a wake-up call from my soul, as I like to call it. I had a remembering that there was something else my heart wanted to do. I had a different path that I had really wanted to be in the world. And so I began to listen to that still, quiet voice, that inner voice, that heart calling that had woke up within me on that day. And I began to follow it to taking classes on intuition and spiritual growth and personal development and reading a lot of Hay House books and seeing Deepak Chopra way back in the beginning and watching Oprah and starting a life makeover group based on Cheryl Richardson's work. Maybe some of you can relate to some of those teachers in the personal and spiritual development world as well, Wayne Dyer. And through that, I realized that I loved working with intuition and connecting with angels, and I took Reiki, and that just felt really more in alignment with what my heart and soul was wanting to bring the world. Now, fast forward through a 20-year personal and spiritual growth journey and becoming mom to three kids, navigating two divorces and going through counseling and healing and becoming a transpersonal counselor myself, I woke up again to another level of knowing my soul, and that was to an assignment to scribe Love's Curriculum for the High Council. And there's quite a whole story in that as well, but you can find that in the preface and the appendices to the book. It was felt important to me to include that in there for you, to help you and inspire you on your own waking up journey. So today we are going to explore connection with nature, and specifically as it relates to our awakening and our ability to experience and see love in everything. And I will read some passages from both chapter 14 in Love's curriculum and chapter 25. Chapter 14 is the importance of connecting with God in all its forms. And chapter 25 is working with the nature beings, the elementals. And then in the latter half of the show, I'm going to open to be a conduit for the High Council to come through and to work with you, to guide us in meditation, to bring specific messages for you. So if you want, I'll be taking callers at that time, and you can call in and talk with me and the High Council, get a message, get a question answered. So before we dive in further into this topic of our connection with nature, I'm going to set an intention and prayer that I like to start our time together with, to really open that this time that we are joining together in here, be guided by love, be guided by spirit, be guided beyond our limited ego, but into really what does love want to express. Let us join in oneness here. So I ask now that my words be guided by spirit here, and that it be guided to join our hearts in love. And so it is. So I really thought that as I was reading bits from Love's curriculum, there is a lot that is covered around this topic of connecting with nature and being able to begin to see love in everything. And I really saw that there are two ways that we might approach this topic, or two different ways or places you might find yourself at in the experience of your connection with nature. So the first would be if you find yourself more easily able to connect with nature, perhaps, than people. So you out there know who you are. You could raise your hand here if we could see, right? Maybe you relate to animals. You find it easier to be with your pets than people. You feel you like to be out in the countryside as opposed to the city. So that is one way we may come to this experience of connecting with nature. But connecting with nature, again, is a stepping stone to connecting with love in everything, even the cities, and especially in people. Now, I definitely find myself in this camp. I love connecting with animals, connecting in nature, living in nature, being in nature. And it just felt more natural for me. And yet I realized through my counseling training, we did a lot of our own, very much was based on our own self-reflection and growth, that I actually was using nature as an escape at times, not always. But because I felt more comfortable there, I would find myself escaping from people, even if it was just in my own mind, into an experience of connecting with nature or animals. So I used it as a way to escape from people, which then was limiting me and not letting me see and experience love everywhere, which would be ultimately where we're headed. Again, how many of you might be able to relate to this? And so I learned, or I went on a healing journey at that time, because it felt like it was a coping strategy. It wasn't bringing me into connection in the way that I wanted. And so I began to strengthen my connection to nature and heal any of the fears around being with people. In fact, the more I honored that I felt very connected to nature and to animals and to the fairy realm or the different realms, the more comfortable I began to feel around people, because I was really allowing myself to own what was true for me. And I began to feel more and more that I belong everywhere. For me as well, we moved out into the woods around the same time, and it was there that I began to connect in nature on my walks. It began to just expand this feeling of being connected to the trees, and it was then that I was able to as well create space to scribe Love's curriculum. And we lived out in the woods for about 5 years, And then I realized I was being called to go back to the city because I needed to connect with people now. I needed to share my message. I needed to share Love's curriculum. But I found, and we did end up moving back to the city, I found that I was so much more able to feel my balance everywhere, even in the city. And I still find places to connect in nature on the paths around me. And it was important for us that we found a home that was near the ravine. And so I still create a connecting in the woods and with nature every day for myself. But I realized I was able to bring the two together. And in Love's curriculum, in Love's curriculum, the High Council speaks about this, and I'm going to read a bit later about this, how we can use our connection, strengthen that connection in nature or with animals, where it's more easily available for us to experience divine love, to relax, to really experience that you're one and connected to the trees, to the animals. And then take that connection into the city, into your connection with people, into every environment. So that's one way to make that journey and have our connection with nature supply and help us fulfill that mission to experience and see love in everything, everywhere. Now, the second way you might experience this or come at this is you feel you are more easily connected with people, and it's hard to, for you to identify that animals and trees and the grasses and the mountains are one with you. So you might relate to this, to that place where, yes, it's hard to know and see that you are actually connected to nature. Or if that doesn't sound like you, you probably for sure see that out in the world. We see it as the way we are treating Mother Earth, the way in which we treat animals, especially for food production. And so we definitely can see that view, that difficulty in seeing our oneness with our animal friends and with nature is happening in the world as well. And chapter 14 of Love's curriculum, which I will read a bit from in just a minute, is about learning to connect with God in all of God's forms, including the animals and the trees, and how important on this awakening journey it is for all of us to remember that we are one. And as we remember that we are one with this earth, with Mother Earth, then we can begin to treat the world differently. We can begin to treat the earth differently. And we begin to expand our experience of oneness with all peoples as well. Again, because ultimately, as the High Council explores with us in Love's curriculum, and I'll read here in a minute some of those passages, it's about either using nature to connect us to that experience of seeing love everywhere, even in the cities and the tall buildings, or the importance of seeing that we are one with our animal brothers and sisters, one with nature. Ultimately, it's just about remembering that there is no division, that we are unity, that we are oneness, that God is in all things, that love is in everything that we see here. That when we see with our spiritual eyes and our eyes of love, we see that we are connected to everything. Everything in nature, everything we might consider not nature, which is a bit silly in a way because we ourselves as people are part of nature. And everything, the wood that our homes are built with is part of nature. The bricks the homes are built with, the tall buildings are built with, are all part of nature. So even this idea that somehow we could be separate from nature just shows how our mind can be divided, that in truth, there's only oneness and connection. So we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, I'm going to read a bit from chapter 14 and chapter 25 in Love's curriculum, Chapter 14 is the importance of connecting with God in all its forms. And chapter 25 is all about working with the nature beings and elementals. So I will see you back in just a few minutes. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. This is Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we are exploring connection with nature and how it relates to our awakening experience, how it relates to being able to begin to open to seeing divine love in all, seeing oneness with all. And as we spoke about earlier, it was that there seems to be two avenues for looking at this, I guess you could say, two experiences that you might relate more to, one or the other. One being you relate more easily with nature and animals than people and the things we may call of society, cities and that kind of thing. Or you may find yourself more in the experience that it's harder to see that there is the same connection in animals and in the trees and in the earth and the grasses and the flowers as in us. In the very least, we definitely see that view, that part of mind manifests in the world in the way that we still mistreat our animals, the way that we still mistreat the earth, or we are not in honoring of the earth in all ways yet. All right. So I'm going to read now. First, this is from chapter 25, Working with the Nature Beings, the Elementals. And this chapter covers a bit of how to take that connection first with nature, expand where it feels easy to feel oneness and God's love in a peaceful environment, sitting by a waterfall, in the woods, with your animals, with horses, whatever it is, how to expand that and then begin to carry that out into all areas, into even the busy city, into a technical environment, into environment of cubicles in an office space. So here is from the High Council in chapter 25. Hope can be found in nature with the elemental beings as a reminder of God's love. Such a gentle and loving presence is able to be touched and seen and felt in the woods, from the plants that live in one's house, from one's pets, and the grass and the earth all around. Find this hope and love, this memory of home, where you can, in large and small doses, remembering always that the light and love is in all. So eventually, extending your awareness of this love to all things, the walls, the room, the car, the medicines, the wine, let it all serve as a reminder of oneness and God and unity and love. So we are saying here that love is in nature and in all form, in the cities as well. Love is in and behind all that you see in third dimensional form, and of course, in the dimensions above and below as well. Go into nature as a start, and as you connect there and learn from the nature beings, they will help you to love and connect with beings everywhere, even in the man-made world. Remember, it all comes from nature. It is all love and God. The bricks man uses came from the earth. It all comes from nature in the sense that it all came from the earth and the energies and light that form to bring about this physical planet and world. So bring your light to the trees and woods and natural places and learn from the elementals. Master it there, the art and skill and ability to see love in yourself and all things, the same love being in you and all that is around you. Then the elementals will teach you how to bring this awareness of love to the cities and buildings and all people everywhere who are really parts of you, part of the one mind, part of the whole. So that was a bit from chapter 25. And now let's explore what the High Council has to say about the other part of things, the other spectrum, where we have a difficulty or we need to remember that we are one with the animals in nature, where we can forget that fact. And there's a lot in this chapter about this, all about treatment of animals and vegetarian eating or not. And really, it really covers how to begin to raise our consciousness so that we can do everything with love and compassion, how we can take action from remembering our oneness while we are here in this third dimension, instead of forgetting that and going unconscious in our treatment, not only of nature and animals, but of people as well. So really about ways to raise our consciousness and to really, how do we act when we remember that we are one with all things? How do we do that and still be here in this third dimension? So a lot of that is covered in chapter 14. It's quite a long chapter. And so I'm going to just read a few passages. And this, again, is the voice of the High Council. Be witness to the love in animals. Respect and join with your animal brothers and sisters. The animals are a key in helping toward the new age and time of peace and oneness. The world transcends as humans begin to treat the animals once again with the love and respect that they deserve, as they come to see that the animals are their brothers and sisters, and come to remember that even humans have taken animal form before, because the same field of energy is harnessed into animals and humans. The world transcends and ascends as you remember that all creation comes from one source. It is a pastel, pink, and blue swirling source that feeds all life. The animals and you are the same, just different cloaks or skins. You are they, and they are you. Many goddesses have been connected to the animals. In many ancient pagan traditions, women spoke and communicated with the animals and the plants and the stars and the seas and the sun. It was a time where all of nature was seen as one. The native indigenous traditions hold the memory of this time and carry it to help all remember again. A great remembering is unfolding, where we remember our connection to the whole, including the world of nature, of animals and trees, and the stars and the moon and the cosmos. So, as part of the great remembering, many will again begin to communicate with the animals. It is part of the evolution and journey of awakening. Again, we must apply the idea of oneness and brotherhood and sisterhood to all existence, to all creation. That is seeing God's creation versus the ego's interpretation of the world. Seeing oneness in the illusion of separation. And I'm going to jump ahead here to another passage from the same chapter. So, at this point, it should be clear that another important step on the journey of awakening is remembering that the animals and trees and plants are your brothers and sisters on the journey. They are you, and you are they. As you and they are God. Beyond any form, you are God. And so God must be present in any form. Use the Holy Spirit to see it once again in the eyes of your animal friends, in the trees and forests, waters and oceans. May you remember that God is ever present in all things of this world, if you have but eyes to see it, and a heart to feel it, and a mind open to notice it, and hands and feet and throat and mouth willing to speak it and live it and bring it forth and make it so. Then, as you and all remember and act in accordance with the divine oneness that is your birthright and the birthright of all, the right to be seen and held and to acknowledge this oneness in each other and in all, then all may unite again in our rightful place in heaven. We create heaven on earth by every act of remembering. Just take a deep breath there. So again, how important it is that we begin to see oneness in all things, important towards our ability to create heaven on earth. I'm going to end with one final passage from chapter 14 here. It covers a bit of what the experience would be then when we see love in all things, when we're walking through the world, just seeing love shining out, whether it's from a beautiful tree or a shiny city building, whether it's in the concrete or in the grasses, whether it's in a human being or an animal being, the stars, the wind. So I'll begin that now. See love in all things, including yourself. Love comes from within you and is extended outward. Receive it also from those extending it to you, remembering you are connected with all. Offer this gift and receive this gift daily, hourly, moment to moment, and thereby entering more and more into the kingdom of heaven and light and love. All the love is present here right now. The instant of awakening is upon you now. Be here now. Feel the love of the animals and trees and plants and sea and sun, even the tall buildings of the city. See if you can receive the love that is everywhere and completely in you as well. It exists beyond boundaries and limitations and fear. It is beyond form and exists in all form as well. It is in and beyond and behind all. See if you can feel it now, bringing it to all your interactions with the world in all its forms, living, non-living, animal, human, plant, rock. Allow your awareness of love and let it transform your heart. All right. So just letting those words settle. And just take a big deep breath. Maybe noticing what these words or thoughts have stirred up for you, or where you find yourself in that journey of seeing love in everything. And we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, I'm going to bring through the High Council. So I'm going to give a phone number here if you're wishing to call in and get your own message, get guidance on your life, or just ask simply for a message from the High Council. What do they see for you? All right, so the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. And we'll be right back in just a short bit.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So today we are exploring the importance of our connection with nature and how it relates to waking up to seeing love in all things. And I am now going to tune in to the High Council. So let's see, we don't have anyone called in yet, but I'm going to give you the number again, 1-888-627-6008 is the number to call if you want to talk with me in the High Council. And if not, I'm going to bring through the High Council for all of you, and we'll let them guide us around this topic that we've been exploring here today. All right, so I'm just going to close my eyes. I invite you to close your eyes for this experience if you wish as well. Of course, if it's safe to do so, if you're not driving or something like that. So taking a deep breath. I now ask the High Council to come through me to all of you wonderful listeners. I ask that you draw near, High Council. And I ask my guides and my angels to help me be a clear conduit for this time together, for these messages that you are bringing through for us. And I ask as always, that this be in the highest good of all, of each one listening, the highest good of all beings, all things, and in the name of love. Dear ones, we feel excited, swirling energy about you this day, this week, as spring begins to bloom and blossom. A good reminder that what you experience within your own energy can be so related to what Mother Earth is doing, not only physically, whether she is bringing in wind and storms or warm sun and the blossoming of flowers, but as well, you are tuned in to the energies of groups of people, of activities, of any grieving that might be going on in groups or wars that are going on. Your energies are connected to all of it. And so that is why being in nature can be very helpful and very grounding for you as human beings, because when you tend to go into a natural place, you clear away the noise, you filter out some of the distraction. If you go in with that intention, if you go in desiring to become aware of the connection that is available when you are in what you may consider a natural space. But know that it doesn't have to just be in beautiful, scenic, natural spaces, that you can begin to connect with the life around you. You may see it in the flowers in pots, in the patios, or in an office building, the trees in a supermarket parking lot, the little bird that is sitting on the tree outside your car as you go about your daily errands, the birds that fly overhead if you notice them. So begin to notice not only your connection with nature when you have created a time and a space or gone to the lake or the mountains or the park, but begin to notice where it lives and resides all around you and ultimately in you, even in the little ants in the cracks on the sidewalk. And as you begin to see the bits of, again, what you might call nature, because in truth, you are all a part of nature as well. But as you begin to find and look for it and connect with it, even amongst the sidewalks and the busyness, it opens a doorway for you to begin to feel that connection among the cities, among people. It's one thing for us to explain it here to you and one thing for you to experience it. And so we invite you to try out that tool of connecting with the little bits of nature that you see everywhere in the world, even in the places you may not specifically refer to as natural or being out in nature. And just see how it opens your heart, and then see as that opening begins to happen, look around at the people, at the buildings, and see if your experience of them has changed. Allow that connection with that small bird, that connection that you can create together of love and oneness, or the connection with the little ant or the flower. Allow it to create a chain, a bridge, a channel of connection, and then see and begin to look out on the world and see how it has changed your view, how it, opening your heart in that way then allows you to experience the love and connection all around you in all things. And when you can get out and explore in a park or the forest, the grasslands, the sea, the ocean, do the same. Allow and intend to go into your walk, desiring to connect with all that is around you, to allow any barriers to fall away. You may make this your intention to have an opening connection with nature as you walk or hike or swim or sit or read. But we do invite you to put down any distractions, even reading when you sit, say, on a blanket in the park, and instead just lay or sit and just allow yourself to touch the earth and begin to become aware of the energies that are coming up into your body, the feeling of the sun, or if it's still snowy, the sounds, the brilliance of the snow, the coolness in the snow, the sounds as perhaps you ski or snowshoe, the wind on your face. So to really expand the beautiful groundedness and connecting power of nature in big doses and in little doses in the city, in big doses, and you get to experience it in a full natural space like a park, or the woods, or the beach. Just allow yourself to intend to connect, to experience that connection, to see the beauty all around you. And you may ask for our help. Ask your angels, ask the nature beings like the fairies and the elementals to expand your experience in nature. And as you do that, you may even begin to see the spiritual beings that exist in different realms behind a veil in nature. You may begin to open a pathway and a communication way with, again, the elemental beings, the nature fairies and angels. And just allow them to begin to guide you. You may ask for their help. You may get awarenesses, understandings, knowing that they are divine helpers of love and light, here to help create that bridge between you and nature, or that seems to be there, that's not even really there, but that the mind or society has created, that they are there to help us remember the nature in you, the nature in all things, the love in all things. And you may ask them to guide your words and your actions. And together, as you begin to feel the oneness in all things, share that in love, share that in prayers for the world. Allow yourself to see a world where all may treat all things with compassion and understanding, with love and gentleness, with honor and gratitude, even when an animal may give its life so that we may eat, or the grasses give their lives so that deer may eat, that we do it honoring that cycle, that we do it consciously, making wise choices, asking, sending prayers as you connect with nature, send out the intention, the prayer that manufacturers begin to use kind, humane processes. See their hearts igniting again to them, remembering that they are connected to these beautiful, loving animals. That farming may remember how much we are served and connected to Mother Earth. May manufacturers and product designers and the small choices that each of us make in our daily lives begin to be honored with gratitude for ourselves, for our connection to all. And to be gentle with yourself, not to be demanding or rigorous or condescending or strict or controlling, in your desire to remember your oneness or to create actions that can serve Mother Earth. But to be gentle and loving, to ask for loving guidance, like a sweet wind, a beautiful river, that it move through you, that consciousness be able to raise beyond the current form, the current dynamic, to begin to see how we might live in harmony with all things and with honor for all things, how we might live in oneness, humans, animals, plants. And so just taking a deep breath, placing your hand on your heart, we wish to guide you in an experience of connecting and sharing this beautiful understanding of oneness, that we can remember it and then share it and see it manifesting in all the world. So taking a few deep breaths with your hand on your heart, and we're going to make the sound of awe. And we wish, as we do this, for you to bring to mind one of your favorite animals that you connect with, or pets, or a favorite place that you have in nature. And just as we make the sound of awe, or if you wish to join in with us, just allow yourself to be filled with the energy and the glee and the connection and the love and the beauty or the peace of that connection you have with that animal or that place in nature or the stars. So bring it to mind now. Just intending that your body be filled with that connection, that love, that peace. Ah. This final awe, begin to see that connection that you've created with that being or that place. Just with this awe, see the sound waves carry it out from you. You as its source, this connection that you've created with this being, this place as a source, and see it begin to travel out. And just intend that it go wherever you're wishing it go, into the hearts of those who may make decisions that affect the planet, that affect animals, to certain animals. Just trust. And if you can't think of a place you want it to go, or a person or a thing, just ask that the angels guide it to where it is needed. Good. Now in this connected space, see yourself somewhere in the middle of a city park or city square. That's like a square of cobblestones, or in a busy New York City block. Just imagine wherever for you an experience, a place that would feel less natural, less connecting, something you hadn't thought of before. And so in this connected state, this connection you've created with this being, this animal, with this place, now just see yourself standing or sitting in that busier place, that more concrete place, that more peopled place. Stress, whatever comes to mind. And from this place, continue to feel your connection, this love that you've created, this oneness, and see that energy going down through the cement or through the building, down into below into the earth, into the soil that is below and everything. Imagining roots from the soles of your feet, so that as you're standing in this more concrete or metal place or busy place, that you are feeling, knowing that you are connected to Mother Earth. And now ask and pull up those earth energies, the soil that lives below the city block, the water, underwater channels, the fiery center of the earth. Just pull up all of that energy. Ask that it come up through the roots, through the soles of your feet, into your body, joining as this channel of love and connection that you felt with the animal or nature place. And so you're anchoring this connection and light to the energy of earth. And now see that the energies of earth are coming up from the earth into the buildings, into the sidewalks, to each person, into the light posts, the cars. Mother Earth radiating and feeding her energy into all. And now from your heart, radiate out all that love and connection, the peace of the waterfall, the love and closeness you feel with a pet. Begin to shine it out, trusting what you experience or see or know. Shining it out into the coffee shops, the clerks at the counters, the shiny tall buildings, the homeless on the streets, the taxis, the clock towers, the buildings. And see now and begin to understand and trust that all is turning to a beautiful pink energy of love. So that as you look out upon, you just see shiny love. And now bringing your attention back to your heart center, placing your hand there again, and taking a few deep breaths. And just making the intention here now that you will have a new relationship with nature and people and cities and your experience of the world, a more integrated and harmonized. If that is something you wish for, you can ask for that now. And that we will guide you, and that the nature beings will guide you to an expanded experience as you awaken to the love and all. And we thank and honor each one of you for participating in this healing, in this enlightening experience, helping tip the balance towards union and oneness and remembering for all. We honor and thank each one of you. And so it is. Well, I, Jenny, thank you as well for being here, for joining. For those who have been joining for weeks now or for a few times, for those who are brand new, I'm so glad that each one of you is here connecting and joining in this time together to remember love and our soul's divine purposes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I invite you to explore with me in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group if you're not there yet. It's a great way to connect. If you're wanting a copy of the book, you can get one on Amazon. And I look forward to connecting with you. All right, have a beautiful couple weeks ahead. We'll be back here, same time, same place in 2 weeks. And the replays will be available at bbsradio.com/lovescurriculum, as well on iTunes and other podcast apps, so you can find all the past episodes there as well. All right, it's a great way to carry Love's Curriculum with you on your phone, in your pocket. You can listen at any time. All right, much love to each one of you, and take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.